I mean, I wouldn't mind giving them a little bit more, you know, stuff that would be interesting, but if it's at all, you know, going to confuse them or anything like that, I just assume not. He got it for that and that only, and, you know, so I don't know how that thing works. I mean, I know I used to, when I used to do, like, some of the GRE-based scanners, the Radio Shack-based ones, you know, I know... You know, you just had those buttons you could hit, like one, and when one was lit up, it would scan the things in group one, and if you pressed two would light up, and then it would scan everything in one and two. If one, you know, it just would depend on which ones were lit up. It was very easy, and so I could just tell them, just, you know, just, you know, I don't know if there's an easy way to do little groups with that one. The only thing I'd really add, you know, would be maybe, I don't know if I'd add anything, quite honestly, so probably just stick with what he asked for, I suppose.
Yeah, it's pretty simple. You just bring up the program, download, you select what system you want and download it from, gets it from Radio Reference, and then you just can choose which one of the services you want to load in. You just got to go through the list, and there's a lot of things to choose from, and then load it in. So we would need to sit down and go through all the different things he might want. So and then that's where the eyes on or the hands on thing has to occur.
Okay.